Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said today that the pandemic has had an extremely unfair impact on women. More than 4.5 million women are still out of work despite job gains that exceeded expectations last month. This is a topic that we've reported on before, but it's clear now that the problem is not getting any better. Jill Schlesinger is CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money. Jill, always good to speak with you.
Great to be with you.
And can you help me understand? Last month, the unemployment rate for women held steady, even though the economy added nearly 400,000 jobs, and many of those jobs were in the leisure and hospitality industry, which is dominated by women. What's going on?
Well, I think this is more evidence of what the Institute for Women's Policy Research coined the she session. And women are really faced with a terrible choice. So if they're unlucky enough to be in some of those service jobs where they've lost hours or lost their jobs entirely, that's one thing. But then on top of that, they are the primary caregivers to their children, to their aging relatives. You know, women said to me, like, I'm married and I'm worried more about my in-laws than my husband is, you know, that's all falling on me. And a lot of those people are taking themselves out of the labor force because they need to be at home to manage these competing forces in their lives.
Thing is, Jill, this is now going on for a year. So what does that mean? Are you concerned then that it's becoming more permanent?
Well, I mean, we won't know how permanent it is until some months pass, but you're absolutely right. I mean, 2.3 million women have left the labor force since the pandemic began. And I think that that becomes a real problem because, you know, what we do understand is that when people take themselves out of the labor force, either voluntarily or involuntarily, it's tough to make up that ground. And it's even more important for women, you know, in my world of being a financial planner years ago, that you take women out of the workforce, and then when they try to get back in, they're not getting their same salaries, exacerbating the gender wage gap. They're also maybe arguing for more flexibility because of those needs at home, and that flexibility will often come at a cost. And of course, if you're not making as much money, you're not paying into Social Security at the same rate, you're also not putting away for your own retirement. So these are really critical aspects of women's financial futures decades down the road that are really going to be impacted by some of the issues that are going on today.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen also said today that the pandemic is going to leave permanent scars for women. So what do you think can be done to help bring them back into the workforce?
Well, I mean, first of all, we're going to have to see the pandemic itself come under control, right? We've talked about this many times where we've said the path of the pandemic is really going to be the path for the economy. For those folks who have lost jobs or lost hours, they're going to have to see if those hours come back online, if they get reemployed in different sectors. But I think the other aspect of this could be that women may be saying to themselves, hey, you know what? I want more control over my life. We know that we are seeing more incorporations, more small businesses starting, more women who are saying, I need a little side hustle to supplement what's going on. I have to be able to do that. And of course, as we look forward out of this pandemic, all those resources from the government that are going to be unwound are going to have to be replaced by real income.
All right. Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money. Thanks as always.
Take care.